In a world full of imitators, there is one true original. One man who is not satisfied with the words everyone else uses. One man willing to make up words you don't hear anywhere else. Spike on the mic.
Insert spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. I am he. I am the man known as Spike on the Mic. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at our Palacios Studios here at 4847 North Armenia. That's the place known as Pin Chasers. This is where we make all the madness happen here. So you guys can come on down and check out the Spike on the Mic Show here at the Pin Chasers Bowling Center at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers. Check out our Palacios Studios where we make things happen. And of course, I can't do this alone. I will not do this alone because we have our esteemed, our illustrious cast with us tonight. With us or with me? I'm going to say with me. So you guys are all part of me. Y'all all with me. So check us out. Straight in my peripheral vision, we have the man who has been homeschooled in doctoring and in boating. We call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the last patron to leave the bar after the shooting.
Once the staff is fully announced, we should talk about that.
Sure.
We should talk about that. In your peripheral vision, to your right, we have the man who's making all the sound goes through your eardrums. This is the reason you can hear this award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking? That sound you heard, ladies and gentlemen, was a pterodactyl flying by because they are not extinct. You may think they stink, but they don't. That was a pterodactyl coming by. Straight in your in his peripheral vision is the whole reason we're here. And this man has really become big timing us. He stumbles in right at showtime. He has marvelous and intriguing stories that you have to listen to on the pre-show. But maybe we'll get him to reiterate and re-announce one of those award-winning stories.
What? No, no.
A little birdie is saying no, but how can you stop? You can't stop good talent. And the whole reason we're here, that is the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
Manum, manum, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum.
It's going to be a common theme tonight, I see.
I'm sticking like your guys' constant need to disapprove of everything that I do.
Well, first of all, yeah, put your head back from the mic. Why'd you do that?
Disapprove of that.
Yeah, we don't like that at all.
I'm getting a little tired of it, too.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no. Is it time for you to storm out again?
Oh, are you going to storm out?
Well, there's no point in me staying here. I mean...
Wait a minute. Didn't you just hear what I said? You're the reason we're here.
I know, but you disapprove of everything that I do.
You should probably storm out.
No, no. We don't disapprove of everything you do. We just disapprove of a lot of things you do.
Yeah. You disapprove of enough that you should storm out.
It seems like a deep-seated psychological need to me.
Let's vote on whether or not he should storm out right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I'm in favor.
I'm not in favor. I'm trying to figure out what's happening.
If you guys treat me nice, I'll be back next week.
Oh, that's good.
Well, don't threaten us.
Damn.
I might even have to leave for 2 weeks, it seems like now.
Any more introductions? So we don't have to keep talking about Steve storming
out. Well, I say I was stalling because I'm having problems on my internet.
Yeah, no, see, stop. The listeners don't know what you're having problems with. They're listening to the show and nothing's happening.
Waiting for introductions.
Yeah.
Oh. The whole cast.
Oh, okay. Well, and also because I'm trying to give the reason we're here more of airtime because we need to, you know, bow down.
My people think that I'm the best guy on the
show. You don't have people.
Well, if I did have people, they would like me.
Okay, well, if you look straight in your peripheral vision, you will also see another person who, he's not the reason we're here. He is, listening to last week's show, we discovered that he's an idiot. Savant.
Oh.
See, you have to put those two words together.
That's quickly. You have to put them more quickly than that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well.
It's still not nice.
No, because it means he's limited in some other ways.
Is that what
and this man is a Jeffersonian Renaissance type individual who can do anything.
So he is a full idiot.
He's
savant.
He's a total savant.
Total savant. Okay, well, the man that you speak of, the next sound you hear will be the man known as Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a man that's stuck in prison after being convicted to life. After listening to this open. Wow.
I take what I said back.
Do you? You got a haircut.
Oof.
No, you just combed it?
I need one.
Huh?
I need a haircut.
Yeah.
No, it's just oily. I haven't washed my hair for a couple.
You guys want to get a room?
It's actually the first time I looked at him.
Oh.
Well, right. You can use some of the oil from the pizza.
He's kind of cute, isn't he?
Steve was whispering like softly back to you.
I know, yeah. That was weird.
Well, actually, I went out to eat for lunch, and I had conversation, and I'm not used to talking, so.
With the bees?
Wait, hold on a second. How'd you go out for lunch and don't talk?
We did talk, and now my voice is completely gone.
Who did you go to lunch with?
My girlfriend and her friend.
Your girlfriend?
From Tinder?
You went on a Tinder date?
He has one of them flip phones, so he can't be on Tinder. So it's not that. He might be on
Well, that's just
caveman.
Close it, open it. You know, if you close it or open it, then way you got it. That's
caveman or us.
I'm glad the show's all about me tonight.
I thought you were going to storm out.
What would happen if we connect all the dots on that white, grayish T-shirt you have? What would we draw a picture of?
By dots, he means gravy stains.
Well, yeah. Any kind of stains, but yes.
Yeah, I don't think. Listen.
They're not all gravy.
You guys understand why we're here is because of the voice.
Oh, yeah.
We cannot let him storm out.
What would we talk about?
If he storms out, yeah, we would be.
What
totally
would we mock?
I think that actually should be a show. We should connect all the dots one time.
You know what they would form? A bigger gravy stain.
Well, now that we've been properly introduced.
Yeah. All right, take it easy.
And we've been properly finished. You can always participate by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. Or chat with us on the chat line on RadioSaintPete.com. That's RadioSaintPete.com.
Actually, the chat line is on our website, SpikeOnTheMic.com.
Oh, well, I need to go there then.
Yeah, of course.
You can go to SpikeOnTheMic.com. You can chat with us. You can give us a call.
Is this your first show?
First. Well, see, listen.
It works out great because I understand your name is Spike.
Yeah. Good thing.
Well, I was told not to do this, but I have to do this.
Mm.
I go back and listen to our replays of our show, and we've been doing this for more than 3 years now, and I still sound terrible.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
We knew
that. You're awful.
Yeah. And here's something else. Steve really isn't the reason we're here.
I have suspected that all along.
I'm learning so much. No, so I decided that our show needs to be more of in a more professional format.
Oh,
so what I'm going to do
is get a new cast.
No. I am going to try to help carry the show.
Are you
going to
storm out too?
So you
that
want
would
the,
make it more professional.
Hold on a second. You want the reason and the name to go?
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to follow.
Well, we'll keep the name.
Jeez.
We're going to change it to Spike on the 3 mic.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. That's why you are a what?
Savant.
Savant.
Yeah, really. No, listen, I've listened to the replays, and I still sound as though I'm just elated, happy, and don't know what I'm doing on the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's why people
that's
listen.
That's what your role is.
I should get better at this, right?
Oh,
it wouldn't be the same show anymore.
And I don't think that's a realistic expectation.
You need to be yourself.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, boys, you want to storm
out? How does it feel, Spike? You want pretty bad? Pretty good? Huh?
I know. Do I got any gravy stains on my shirt?
It's your show. You've got no place to go.
Let me check that out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you are one of the first-time listeners or maybe the 15th time listener, you can realize that this show is definitely what I like to call us. We are now Picasso.
Ooh.
We are the Picasso of the radios. And let me explain why. Because
I totally understand that.
Yeah, I think we forgot the P-I-C and the O. We have our show.
Ass.
P-I-C and the O.
Ass?
But yeah, if you take out the P-I-C and the O, I don't know how he came up with that.
But yeah. It was just there. You'd spell it.
It was there.
Good Lord, you are an idiot.
It wasn't there.
I haven't written until you put it there. I have it written down. I couldn't figure it out. Jeez. The reason
you had to highlight the ass.
Yeah, the reason I call this show an award-deserving Picasso. Damn, there we go. That's our new tag.
Is that it? Award-deserving Picasso.
Picasso is because every time you listen to the show, you will see or hear something different.
Yes. And every one of us has our nose and both eyes on one side of our head.
But in a Picasso, don't you always see something different every time you look at a picture?
Are you thinking of that or a Dolly?
Or maybe a Monet.
As in hello?
Or a Degas.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a thing that when you go pee in France?
Yeah, I think so. It's a Baudet.
Yeah. Dolly. And this one is the one with the lady with the big tits, right?
What?
Big breasts.
You had me back at big tits.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you can tell that this is going to be a meat locker show. Whereas,
it's a regular hot dog session here.
Right, right. So you guys, please give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Don't do that. You know, they can
Why you don't like the card? Why you don't like the phone call?
Listen, I love our listeners. Our calls are awful.
Usually. Yeah.
They're usually really bad.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there are...
There's a few that are good. I don't want to paint with too broad a brush, but mostly they're awful.
But that is a sign of we have people listening, right? You just want listeners. You don't want people...
The people who call rarely are listening to the show.
Yeah, that's...
Seems like, because they don't know what we're talking about when they call in. They're just calling to talk.
The best calls come from Orlando. If you live in Orlando, give us a call.
Yes.
Why? There's a punchline to that, so I'm
I've noticed that the best Estes friend, Orlando.
He was a good caller.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said STD.
Are you buttering up Estee? Is that what the whole purpose of saying that?
We need to get her back on the show.
We do.
What's she doing
right
now?
The show would at least look a lot better. For those of you on the radio,
she
we
has
don't
a
look
nice
very
place to...
good now.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we're all covered with...
grease stains.
Gravy stains and greasy hair.
Well, we are... What was our tagline?
Picasso.
Yeah.
I know, but it was something... we're award-deserving Picasso.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
So much better than show.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so what we do, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a first-time listener, we sit around here and we talk about things in the...
Future.
And things in the...
Past.
And things in the...
Present.
There we go.
I was so ready to say y'all wrong, and you guys almost got it right.
We got it totally.
The timing,
we were wrong.
Because the timing was a little off. It's supposed to be things in the past, present, future.
Okay. Do you care that we covered them all or that we put them in the right order?
Yeah, you never said we had to have it in the right order.
Well, that way it sounds.
You just hate when we all say past.
We put it in alphabetical order.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Do we?
Future. Yeah.
Past.
Present.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
All right, let's all storm out.
Yeah. All right, so.
I don't think we could do it any better than that.
Did you order gravy?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we need some. I don't have any spots.
Can we get a gravy sponsor?
I sort of do.
Can we get a gravy sponsor?
Oh, yeah, we can get Dinty Moore.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That
Dinty
would be
Moore.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. We determined last week she was like 40-something, right?
Yeah. The stew maker is 40 years old.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into what we normally do around here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about things that's topic-changing music. Things that's topic-changing music.
Topics are what we talk about, whether they're in the past, present, or future. And this is one of those things, a topic.
All right. This topic was something that struck my eye, made
Ooh,
me want to.
Okay?
Yeah, well, I had to go get glasses, as you can tell. And, of course, I always like to ask the riffraff in the shipping container about this thing because you guys' opinion is always, always beneficial to my growth and knowledge.
Oh, that's so nice of you to
say. This is after you announced that you haven't developed in the last 3 years. So,
yeah.
That's kind of an insult in a way.
But this also. No, it doesn't. I was going to say this all bodes well with our earlier topic that Dr. Kevin Clark was talking about, why do times change and times could be the same in everywhere, but it doesn't. Never mind. So just forget everything I said about that. All right, here we go. Three men in L.A., in case you guys haven't heard this.
Who are they?
The Butcher, the Baker.
Is the Candles?
No.
Is it Tom Selleck and Ted Danson and Steve Guttenberg?
No. These three men in L.A., they are suing Pechocli. Oh, God, I messed that up.
Pinocchio?
No, Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Okay, Chipotle.
Yeah, yes. You're right.
They are suing Chipotle because of why, do you think, PWs?
Their order was made wrong.
Good call, good call. How about that, Bill Smuts?
Because their guacamole was red.
Okay, Dr. Captain Clark?
Because we do a lawsuit against a food franchise topic every single week.
And they wanted to be
they wanted to be on the show.
They wanted to be part of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the reason we're here?
Because the avocado price was different than was put on the listed on the board.
Close, but no.
I think I know the exact correct answer.
You do? It's because these guys felt
Give Paul a shot at it. One
Okay. Why didn't PWs?
It was a peanut allergy, wasn't it?
No, that was the.
Oh, that was the last restaurant we talked about. Oh.
Sorry, Spike. I should not have done that.
Why? Because it resulted in nothing.
Why change now?
Yeah.
I don't know, and I hate doing this, but I can't find out what's going on our chat line or anything because the internet is, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, let's go back to the topic.
Yeah.
No, these three guys are suing Chipotle because they felt too full after finishing their burrito. Everybody has to be wondering, how is that so?
Well, I'm not wondering. I know exactly what happened. They had drank a pitcher of beer.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
No, the guy's name go by Desmond
Tutu
Gerfovich. No, these are last names.
Oh. Desmond Gerfovich?
No, these are three different names.
Oh, Desmond is
Desmond's last, name for this one guy.
Michael.
The next Desmond. Guy is named Gerfovich.
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 And the last other guy is Kim.
Kim.
Okay.
All right. So one Russian, of them's Oriental.
A Russian, a Korean, and a
Slav.
British. Desmond?
No, the guy's name is David Desmond. Then
he has a barrow in the marketplace.
Edward Gervinch. Gervinch.
Gervinch.
And Young Hong Kim.
Young Hong Kim.
Yes.
Yeah.
All these guys are suing Chipotle because they felt too full after finishing the burrito.
Oh, and the reason they were too full is because there was a rat inside of each
one. A burrito is something you eat after a funeral.
Yes. Yeah. A Mexican funeral.
Yeah.
A burrito.
I'm looking at the advertising campaign for that company. We serve burritos.
Yes.
After your loss, come by and we'll give you a burrito.
Burrito.
Yeah.
No, Desmond.
You must show proof of death to get the free burrito.
Desmond, Gurevich, and Kim all walked into Chipotle, and to their surprise, they saw a sign that said a 300-calorie Have you guys ever ate at Chipotle?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I have too.
So do you guys know what, how you pronounce this? Chorivo?
No idea.
Okay, good. Well, you don't know if I'm wrong there.
Okay.
That could be right.
Yeah.
All right, so they walked in. They were advertising 300-calorie Chorivo burrito.
Okay.
Wow. To my luck, yes. I can go and get a burrito for 300 calories, yeah, and I can eat healthy. Well, as Desmond, Kim, and the other guy was these were in three different locations, Chipotle's.
Oh, I thought they were together as friends.
No, they don't know each other. Well, they know each other.
They do now.
They knew each other now, but at three different locations.
Why would three friends go to different restaurants at the same time instead of just going together?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
It's weird.
Well, they weren't friends until after that.
Yeah. I mean, we never tell Steve where we go.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
But we're friends.
Where do you guys go?
Oh, we can't.
No, we usually don't go anywhere.
They go get Chorivos.
Yeah.
They go to Chipotle.
I bet you go to Chipotle.
So they thought that, incidentally, all three of these guys at three different locations. One was at Brentwood, California, and the other ones was at Central
California.
City. Central City Westfield Mall, and the other one was at Burbank. So
okay.
there is no collusion here, right?
Right.
No.
This adds credence to their case.
Exactly. They saw the advertising for a 300-calorie. They said, "Hark, this is too good." In a burrito, it came with white rice, black beans, fresh tomato salsa, and a sprinkle of cheese.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Right. And so they figured.
It shouldn't be more than 300 calories.
Yeah, it's not much there.
There's a Z in that. It's a chorizo. Chorizo, something like that.
Yeah.
Chorizo's a kind of sausage, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It had meat in it.
Yeah.
So
you didn't say meat.
Yeah.
You didn't say meat. That's why I thought it was 300 calories.
Yeah.
You said black beans, white rice.
Fresh
tomato salsa and a sprinkling of cheese.
Is it the black beans and the white rice to create harmony?
Like a piano keyboard.
Like ebony and ivory?
Right, yeah. No, I was making sure, because we wouldn't want to do like yellow rice and red beans because it doesn't make sense.
And one of their names was Kim. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's right.
Well, while eating it separately, they all realized that something was wrong.
They got too full.
Desmond claimed he felt excessively full and realized that the burrito must have contained more than 300 calories.
Because he felt full? You can.
How you measure calories.
Yeah, if you eat a roll of toilet paper, you know, you'll feel full.
That's less than zero calories, by the way.
Are we sure?
Probably. Used?
Look at Spike going there.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
Nobody
go
thought
there.
That, Spike, until that. My God. Any way to bring this show into the toilet.
Oh. Well, together.
All right, it's time. There we go.
We're going to need that sound.
Classy.
Directly.
Oh, okay.
All right, so these idiots are claiming they have internal calorie counters.
And so all together, those three guys got together and they are filing I was going to say a class action lawsuit. They're filing a suit against the company on behalf of, now get this, all the people who've ever eaten a Chorizo burrito.
At Chipotle?
At Chipotle's because of false advertisement.
Yeah, well,
now,
for one thing, they don't advertise the calories ever. However,
no, that's not true because
Miller Lite. You can find on their website a listing of the nutritional information for each and every item that they sell.
Mm. No, I don't know. When he walked into the Chipotle, he was gleefully, and they saw a sign advertising.
Sometimes on their dietetic
menu,
that if you're on a diet, they may mention how many calories. They have a special one, low-calorie burrito.
Okay.
That's it.
Now the story's better.
Yeah.
Good gravy.
I don't know if they do or not.
Wait, they had gravy on them? That's going to be way more calories. Gravy's very fattening.
Yeah.
Anyway, these guys were right.
Yes, these guys were right. So now
there is nothing that's 300
calories.
How do you
determine?
Did the court go order one of these as it's advertised
and weighed it?
And well, you don't weigh calories, but I mean, certainly did they calorically analyze? Did they analyze the calories? Because I mean, I could eat a head of lettuce, and I'm sure I'd be full. But I don't think I'm consuming anything more than 50 calories.
I like the way you clean that up because he had a roll of toilet paper.
Toilet paper. Yeah. Well,
I mean, I was just putting it into the food concept. I mean, lettuce is used as a salad, but let's say all I wanted was the head of lettuce.
And I was just trying for no nutritional content.
Well, that's fine. I mean, yeah. And we found out later it may have been used, at least on spice thing. So I just, there are things you can eat that would be less than 300 calories that are food related.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I would imagine the white rice or just black beans and to a sense would be. So did they
probably
order
that head of lettuce would be.
Head of lettuce. Did they order it as it was advertised and then analyze it?
I'm sure they did before they went to court. They must have had it analyzed, right?
You would think.
Well, no, they felt full.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's two things going on there. They felt full, plus it was very delicious.
What happens if I drink a pitcher of water?
Not delicious. There's two things going on.
But I would be full. I'm sure I would be full and bloated. Right. But
and no caloric.
No calories, exactly.
But the deliciousness. They could tell. They had that. They had. Well, they could taste the food
maybe
too.
Maybe I was hot and sweaty.
Yeah. Have you ever had ice in your water?
Oh yeah.
It's really
nothing
delicious.
Better than water when you're.
God, that was creepy.
You know, treat yourself the next time you're out. When you order a glass of water, go ahead and spring for ice.
Yeah.
Live it up, Rockefeller.
All right. So, is this a frivolous lawsuit?
Oh, goddamn, it's a frivolous lawsuit every time we have this story.
It's a frivolous story.
Always a frivolous.
Spike on the Mic Show, home of the frivolous lawsuit.
Yes. You don't even have to ask us that. It's always a frivolous lawsuit.
I have to recuse myself because I know the answer to this question. I think I read an article.
Actually, today I did read that Chipotle now no longer says the chorizo is 300.
Oh, so does that unfrivolize the story?
Yes, it does.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. With Chipotle, they're pretty infamous for poor food handling skills. So the food you eat, the diarrhea cleanses out so many of those calories afterwards. So it's a total effect thing. Those guys just didn't have the right diarrhea.
Yeah, if you can't digest a calorie, it doesn't count.
Yeah, if it goes in and goes right back out without even, you know, taking its coat off.
Do you have Mexican bottled water?
No, we ship it in from Flint, Michigan.
Really?
Even better.
It's domestic. Mm-hmm. Domestic.
That would be pretty good.
Mexican water.
If you ate Chipotle and then washed it down with Flint tap water, I think you would actually, all your guts would just come out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think there'd be anything left inside of you.
And it would be like a glowing mass.
Yeah, nobody would be able to touch it.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
The only thing worse than Chipotle's food is their litigiousness.
Yeah. Oops.
Because they're owned by McDonald's.
Okay. You said
Yeah.
You said you're owned by McDonald's. You did what my response was. What is he talking about?
Oh, that's my constant state.
What is he talking about?
I'm just thinking that we might get sued.
Oh, why?
Because we're talking about it.
We're disparaging them, and we may be.
Oh, so maybe we should say what it sounds like.
Well,
we're disparaging them.
To vote, look.
As soon as we say something that's not true, we could be in trouble. But all the things we said about them are
true. Yeah. Once he hits that button, Spike on the Mic Show, we see a lot of things that aren't true.
No, we ask. We ask, are they true? We don't go out there and say that, oh, my God. And you know, I mean, this is and if I went to say, I've been to Chipotle once, and to that effect, I did have massive diarrhea an hour later. I did have it. Was it because of, I don't know. I'm not saying it was this.
Probably. Food, but
it was we could use the Donald Trump technique. People say that stuff is really bad.
Yeah, because I heard it.
And that is going to be our defense.
All right. Well,
not
then
me. I stand by it. Mm-hmm. At face value.
Okay. Well.
All right. So
see, what I'm doing now, I'm educating you guys on things that are happening around the world.
Are you going to wrap this up?
Yeah. How did the lawsuit come out?
I don't know how the lawsuit went.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there's an ending to the story.
All right.
Why should that matter?
I purpose like it when there's like a little dog barking and everybody laughs.
Could you say they settled for an undisclosed amount of money?
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, let's just make up an ending. Let's go around the table and make up our own ending.
All right, go around. Voice of reason.
I already made mine up. And they settled for an undisclosed amount of money. Nobody accepted responsibility or blame.
Yeah, that's good.
Voice, Captain Clark?
They settled, and part of their settlement was accepting a free tour of the Chipotle guacamole farm, and they never came back.
Ooh. Bill Smuts?
Free Cheetos for a year.
Ooh. I was close. I was going to say free coffee for life.
Yes. And I think that they Kramer. Decided yeah. they decided to discontinue their burritos. Mm. So that was the best
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah, the burritos.
They discontinued those
poor
things.
No more funerals yeah. at Chipotle.
Serious. Yeah. All right, then. Well, that means this must be topic-changing music.
Wow.
You know, instead of changing the topic, how about we make a...
change the show?
How about we mention our sponsors?
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And our newest affiliate, RadioSaintPete.com, local internet radio for St. Pete and the world. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, RadioSaintPete.com.
And now we're going to change topics from that topic to the sponsors to this topic.
I love it when the show just flows organically.
Ooh.
See how we didn't miss a beat on that.
No.
All right, so now this comes into a play when we have to ask you guys about your morale.
We're five.
Yeah, really. And I'm thinking this might hit a little close to home with the Voice of Reason because this is, I like to call this topic,
gravy.
You know, social.
I'm sorry. Let me pull myself together.
Social media question of the day. In Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh.
Is that close to where you were from, Voice of Reason?
I lived in Bloomington for a little while.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where the University of.
Bloomington.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bloomington, that's where, okay.
I attended there for one semester before I went off Nixon's beckon.
To do independent gravy studies?
Serious.
Ed Nixon's beckon.
Oh, yeah.
Work for Dinty Moore?
You wearing your thesis to the show tonight?
Okay, so I need to ask the riffraffs in the shipping container, how do you guys feel about the popular political correctness? And you guys can give me an answer all at one time if you want.
Well, I really wish you could ask a vaguer question. Because how do I feel about the popular political correctness?
As it relates to the Indiana University.
I guess I don't like it.
Okay, Smarts?
I don't like it.
And PWs?
I like political correctness because I think that really it's just civility.
No, just the popular political correctness.
Oh, I hate that.
You hate the popular ones?
Oh, I hate the popular political correctness, yeah.
Voice of Reason?
If political correctness is popular, I'd be a fool to disagree. It must be great.
It has to be because what's happening in
Bloomington, Illinois,
the city has decided to change the name of two paid holidays. There used to be a holiday called Columbus Day.
Yeah.
There used to be a holiday called Good Friday. Well, in the field of political correctness, from now on, the city of Bloomingdale will refer to these two paid holidays as Fall Holiday and Spring Holiday. Because the mayor, John Hamilton, said these names will better reflect the cultural sensitivity in the workplace.
Fall and spring. Roman-based names.
Now, what was the fall holiday originally?
Columbus Day. Columbus Day was established, why?
Well,
to celebrate
Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, it was believed that he discovered America.
Yeah.
Or the New World.
But we've since found out that's not true, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Considering there were people living here for hundreds of thousands of years.
But it was too late. It was too late to change it.
Yeah, it's hard to discover someplace where people are already living. So...
they didn't write it down.
Also, he didn't. Right.
Right?
They didn't have a sign.
Serious. I mean.
But he didn't even land here, right? Didn't he He didn't actually
learn. Yeah, he got as far as Hispaniola.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, here's political correctness. Yeah. I mean, if we had this as the name of the show, it's like the Spike on the Mic Show, the show that makes you wish you were dead. But now we got to change it to Spike on the Mic Show, the show that, you know, maybe you wish breathing was optional.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You know, so now we're
kinda
politically correct.
It down, yeah,
yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, that's what we're doing. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, I don't get it.
I didn't think that's what the Spike on the Mic Show meant. I thought it meant, like, the show that sounds tall.
But
yeah.
There's the politically correct right there. There
yeah, really.
In the case of Columbus Day, though, I consider it more like, well, we figured out the guy's kind of a fraud and maybe he's not worthy of a holiday, as opposed to like helping people's feelings about it because he's kind of a fraud.
Well, we're celebrating.
Which case,
he took slaves.
But it's still a good holiday.
Yeah.
So let's still have the day off.
Why is it a holiday then? If he's a fraud, then just
that's
say
saying,
no holiday.
But no, let's have a holiday because it's fun to have a Monday off every fall, but just not celebrate him because he's a doofus.
If you remember, we all worked at a certain government agency.
Correct, Mendo.
And it was shortly after I started working there that the head of that particular agency announced that there was this holiday called Martin Luther King Day, and you could celebrate it as you wanted, or you could have Gasparilla Day off.
You know, the bad part is, I think I even know which one that Spike on the Mic took off.
No, wait a minute. No, I took.
Oh, you took Gasparilla Day off. You know it. Come on, you can't even say that with a straight face.
Everybody loves a parade.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah. All right.
I can kind of understand it because on one hand you had a man that slaughtered and murdered and enslaved indigent people.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, they had a guy who died for our sins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't the same person, is what you're saying?
No. One is going to be changed to spring holiday because of the horrible thing that he did. The other is going to be changed to fall holiday for the horrible thing that he did.
Oh, that's good.
All right, so if you guys were living in Bloomington, Indiana, yeah. I said I was going to try not to pronounce words.
Yeah, wrongly.
I was going to say right.
You're succeeding.
Would you sign the petition not to change the letterheads that says Columbus and Good Friday? Because there is a petition out there that says, no, don't let Good Friday go. Would you sign the petition?
Well, that one.
Gee,
Mayor
no,
Hammond.
I wouldn't sign. I'm not signing
the petition to change it?
I'm not signing
it. Just say don't change it.
So sign the petition to keep it the way it is.
Correct.
Okay.
What are we just going to call it? So-So Friday now?
Yeah,
right. Yeah, what about that?
Special Friday?
No, they're changing it. They're losing Good Friday.
Yeah.
Just as a holiday?
No, they're changing it to
Spring Day.
Spring holiday.
Spring holiday.
Because the mayor says we are
For our Jewish friends that
we're
don't.
We're very proud of our diverse workforce
Tevye,
in the city.
My good friend Tevye would be for leaving it.
You
like it
do
is.
Not have a friend named Tevye.
He would say, tradition.
And that he works on a what's a show called with a lot of singing and dancing?
Who died on the cross to save us?
The
all
Steve from. Show. Steve, I don't know how many times we have to tell you that characters in musicals are not your friends.
That's it, musicals. Your dude works in a musical.
If political correctness,
if I could have a friend, Tevye would be one.
Was a thing. Why is South Park so on their 20th season?
They're obviously not in Bloomington.
They have a singing turd, though.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. And they have a token.
I'll be honest. Yeah. If they come to my door with a petition, my question is that we still get the holidays regardless of what they're called, right?
Yeah.
And they say yes. And I'm like, I'm not going to waste time signing it then. I don't care. That's all I care about is that we still get the holiday. Yeah.
The name is important there.
Not to me, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Tell
me it is important to me. It's not important to me. Yes, it is.
Yes. So if, as PW
he can
said,
call it whatever he wants.
No, yeah. No. And now I'm offended.
Fall Day. I'm off because it's Fall Day. You mean Columbus Day? I'm like, whatever you want to call it. I'm off.
What about the day of MLK? And they want to change the name.
But they're not, though. There's not a petition for that.
No. I'm giving you a hypothetical.
That was good.
What would they change that to? Black Guy Day?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's fine. Do they still get the day off?
Couldn't do it to Winter Day because winter's so white.
Right.
I had friends
back. You don't hear anything
at,
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, you know, anything else.
You know what? Black Guy Day is probably, maybe we make another holiday, Black Guy Day, for all the people that aren't MLK that maybe deserve a holiday.
We've given them a month.
Well, the little month. We give them the little month.
Yeah.
It is the short month.
Yeah.
I would say keep it Good Friday because it opens the door to changing Christmas to something else.
What do you want to change Christmas to?
Santa Claus Day?
Santa Claus Day. That'd be nice.
Well, I do like that. Santa Claus Day is good.
Yeah.
Well, one of the guys on our chat line did say I took both days off there, PW. I took off Martin Luther King and the Pirate Day.
Yeah, he's entitled.
The Pirate Day. I don't have I have no
Gasparilla.
What's I have no personal attraction to the Pirate Day.
No.
But as far as the MLK Day, yes, that is the most important day of the people call year.
Yeah.
Yes, we should always celebrate that day. And we should never change the name of it, Dr. Captain Clark.
Okay, you were the one that passed the petition around. Yeah, I just said I wouldn't sign it. That's all. That's
exactly.
Back at that agency that we worked at.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking the day off.
I knew a lot of guys that called it Milk Day.
Because it's MLK.
Yeah.
Just missing one letter.
Yeah,
yeah, it's spelled it.
Milk Day. I celebrate MLK.
Yeah, what are you doing on Milk Day? Oh, yeah, we have that off, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are just...
What day is MLK Day?
It's usually in January.
Is it one of those last Thursdays of
third,
type things?
Third Monday.
Third Monday of January? Oh, okay.
I think that's right.
Oh, snap. So when is the inauguration?
It is on the 22nd, unless it falls on a Sunday.
No, unless it falls on a Monday or a Tuesday, they change it, right?
Aha, Orlando calls.
Just in time.
Serious. All right, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Point proven.
Yes.
Yeah. Point
proven. Really. We need to change our number.
All right.
Change about one number.
I would like to propose that they change the inauguration to a Monday. And the reason why is people already hate Mondays. Half the people are going to be very angry on Inauguration Day. Let's give them a reason to hate a Monday.
All right.
So,
no. Because he might lose MLK Day.
Ooh, he said Milk Day.
I think MLK Day should be a Friday.
No.
3-day weekend.
No, because we like to party on Sunday.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah. Now, don't sign that petition to move it to whatever day you want.
I think we should reorganize all the holidays right now.
No, you are the proponent of everybody should be on the same calendar, the same clock
every time.
So we're
that could be an assignment for next week. Everybody come in with new names and days for all the holidays.
For all the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I like it.
How about this? How about you get to celebrate?
Don't get answers now.
No. You get to celebrate. You get X number of holidays a year, and you can celebrate them whenever you want. You want to do them all in the same month and take a whole month off?
That'd be nice.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Or you can spread them out, you know? Like, oh, I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm doing Christmas. My Christmas is tomorrow.
You know, that was one of the nice things about living in New York City.
Yeah.
We got all the Jewish holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get that so much down here.
Nah.
Yeah.
They have a bunch of them?
Oh, they have tons.
In New York, they take the day off.
Once you never heard. They say something like that, and then you have the day off. Yeah.
And here, all we do is we're reminded they exist, and we find our Jewish friends and go, oh, yeah, that thing today.
Happy. Yeah.
Good thing on that.
Smosh, you got some information for us?
I was just going to be the informative because I have my OCD. January.
No, that's not it. It's your
MLK. MLK Day.
Yeah. My OCD. No, January 20th is Inauguration Day. If it does fall on a Sunday, the president is still administered the oath on the 20th. However, the ceremony is on the 21st. On the Monday.
That's interesting.
Mm. Oh.
Yes.
So it's always January 20th.
It is.
Whatever day of the week.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was always on a Tuesday.
No. Always
the election's
on the
always on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although you can vote early, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's not. All right. Well, then I have no idea. Oh, we were talking about would you guys sign a petition, and I know Dr. Captain Clark said no. PW, you
said.
I won't
sign anything.
You won't sign anything. voice of reason.
I won't sign it because I'm afraid people might retaliate.
So you're going to let them change? All right, I'm not going to lead the witness. And then Bill Smuts?
I agree with Clark, actually. I would say let's keep the damn holidays. And what's the point of going to all this trouble of
changing it. And this is coming from someone who has a little bit of red in them, like the red beans as opposed to the yellow rice or anything
you
else like
300
that.
And you're not going to...
It's slightly offended by
Columbus's
observation, however...
I think we reworded this petition wrong because you guys didn't understand it.
No. That happened?
The petition is sign it so they will not change the name.
I'm not signing anything. I don't care what it is.
So they can change the name.
They should have to sign it.
Why couldn't
they
you just
have
ask
to sign
us
to change it?
Should they change the name? Why didn't you just ask us that question? Why did you have to bring up
why did we have
petition?
To be signing things?
Yeah.
You got to do a backstory.
Because when you sign something, you stick your neck out.
Exactly. Yeah, it brought the whole petition element into it.
If you change it, it costs money, so don't change it.
Yeah, that's another good point.
They should have to sign to change it.
That's what he just said they're doing now.
No, the petition.
He's saying we had to sign to keep it.
To not change
it. Not change it.
But they should have to sign to
change. I would like to circulate a petition to not change the petition dates.
They make them change
so,
it.
What is this, Amendment 1 on the Florida ballot?
This is how government works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right,
I'll vote for your petition if
we could
vote
be in Congress right
petition.
Now. Yeah, we could be in Congress. The conversation would go just like this.
Serious.
I would like to introduce a commendation for the Little League team in my neighborhood because I'm in government.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's go ahead and knock this the one other story out real quick because we're going to have to do...
Stop talking over the topic changing music. That's my gig. Leave it alone because we're changing topics right now.
All right. This one, again, you guys are judge, jury, and executionist.
I'm jury?
Okay.
Yeah, you're jury. All right, okay, so...
Do we need this?
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right.
A man in Tokyo. He was charged with molesting a woman on a bus or on some public transportation.
Is his name Donald Trump?
No, I hesitated to pronounce his name, so I'll call him Okasalu.
Okasalu.
Okasalu. Right.
Okasalu.
Is he related to Picasso here at the beginning?
Yeah, really.
That's like a gangster name.
Well, he was in the, I'll just call this, district court loop line at 4 p.m. driving the train when his hand accidentally rubbed across a female passenger's areas of groping. I mean,
hey, that's not a throttle.
Like, top and bottom?
It only says...
Front and back?
It says he claimed that he grabbed a area inappropriate for 30 seconds.
Okay, damn. That's hanging on.
There's turbulence on this train.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Wow.
30 seconds is a long time.
Yeah. 30 seconds seems to be a little lot.
He passed at least two stops. Two bus stops. Yeah. While he was holding on to that.
Was the throttle padded? Is the actual throttle itself normally padded so it feels kind of soft and supple?
Okay, there's nothing on a throttle that's going to remind you of female genitalia.
Yeah. I can vouch for that. I've touched both.
Yeah. And Steve has never touched either. So
there could be.
Jesus!
In Japan, they may have comfortable throttles.
You think a woman spilled gravy on that shirt?
So anyway, in court, this man was...
You've never seen a Japanese throttle in your life, Paul.
Well, I think we have audio of that.
I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. I'm going to use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing.
That's the best line.
I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want. Grip.
There you go.
That's not true because
that was the line. That was a damn line.
Oh no, that's fine. That's fine.
Well, Judge,
I'm amazed at how much his voice sounds like mine.
Yeah.
Well, Judge Akarine, and that's how I'm pronouncing it.
Okay.
Okasalu
decided that the woman was mistaken in her admittance of the act because 30 seconds seemed to be a long time with him, and then they discovered it was only 3 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, how's that change anything?
1,002, 1,003.
Yeah. So,
sorry, I'm sorry.
So
was there wiggling?
Akasa decided that in order to...
It was Okasalu.
Yeah, Okasalu. I'm sorry, I'm looking right at it.
Yeah. Okasalu.
Okasalu.
From Arkansas.
Changed his defense.
Yeah, he would be the defendant.
Okay. Yeah, when he changes the defense to say, Your Honor, there's no way in the world that I could have been molesting this woman because when the act occurred, I was attempting to pickpocket another customer.
What? That's a defense?
Yes, that's his defense.
Wait a minute. This guy was driving a train, right?
He was riding a train.
Oh, I thought you said he was driving the train.
I heard driving, that's why we were talking about the throttle.
He was riding.
I heard driving.
Yeah.
If he was driving a train, what the woman doing in the
caboose?
Well,
that was going to be my question. Why was she in the booth with him?
Okay, well, then your question would have been wrong. My answer would have been wrong. Thing.
And he was a bus driver when this started, wasn't it?
I thought it was a train.
I thought it was a bus.
He was riding the train when he reached out to pickpocket someone, and the train began to shake, and his hand suddenly collided adjacent with the woman's, making contact with her midsection.
You didn't tell us none of that.
He always does this.
Later, it was discovered the woman was an undercover police officer. She was stopping a crime. Didn't care.
Yeah.
She jumped in front and took it for the team. And
also, it happened in Missouri, not Japan.
And she was wearing an anti-frottage garment.
Yes.
So it's the old, I must be innocent, Your Honor, because I was committing another crime at that time.
Yeah, right. And in Tokyo, the crime for molesting is 5 years.
But pickpocketing
is 1 year in probation.
Oh.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Wow. He was willing to trade down.
I'll
plead guilty to a lesser offense.
He traded his, he says, his claim was he couldn't have been molesting the charges because he was trying to pickpocket another person.
Unfortunately, the woman was carrying her mother's watch in that nether region, and that's also a pickpocket and molesting, so 6 years now.
Also, was he successful in trying to pickpocket this person?
Yeah.
No.
Because that could also be molesting then.
Because the train shaked it.
It was a snatch and grab.
So, judge, jury, and executionist, how do you guys rule on this particular case? And I'll start with you, Bill Smuts.
I get him off because she got off.
So you allow the guy to
look, it's 3 seconds. What are they showing? Are they showing video? Is this just testimony and all this stuff? Apparently on a train?
Was there some eyewitness?
What is, I mean?
No, I didn't add that to this story.
No, you didn't?
No.
So, yeah, he gets
so
off.
So you would let him go?
He got off.
On his defense that he was pickpocketing someone instead of trying to molest them.
Well, he couldn't have been feeling people up. He was pickpocketing.
Yeah, I don't know if the Japan laws allow that or not. However, if
Tokyo's in Japan, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But if there was no charges brought up against him on pickpocket, he can't be found guilty of a crime he's not accused of.
Oh,
yeah, in the states, you can't be found guilty of a crime you're not accused of. Now, they can come back at some point in time and maybe do it, but we're talking about this case.
PWs?
What he said. That's it. I agree with Schmatz.
All right. Yeah. Wow. All right. Dr. Captain Clark?
I just think Japan is a very strange place. You can get, soft-shell crabs out of a vending machine.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
So, based on the evidence, I'm going to just let the guy go free.
And they make, candy that tastes like fish.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really wrong. Yeah.
And they have very strange pornography.
And I do have, one weird instance in Japan. I mean, when I was there, we went to a local radio celebrity, and I ended up going. We said, we're in Japan. Let's go find a karaoke bar. I mean, why would you not try and find a karaoke bar?
Right.
But it was 3 o'clock, and we knocked. And I think it was just a residence that had a karaoke machine, but they let us in. So we were okay with it.
I was going to say, in Japan, aren't karaoke bars just known as bars?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, because that's how they pronounce it in Japan.
But it was 3:30, and no one was in there, and someone just kind of came to the door in their pajamas, and, okay, so we're at the door. Here's two Americans doing whatever.
I think in Japan, you're legally supposed to let Americans just come in if they come in.
The case it may be. So, yeah.
All right, did you ever give me your verdict on this case here?
I'm letting the guy go. You didn't ask Steve, though, I don't think.
Voice of reason?
Okay, so it's It's 1 year for a snatch and grab.
Right. No, yeah, for pickpocketing.
And it's 5 years for a grab and snatch.
No, no.
Yes, exactly.
Yep, that's it. It depends on,
it's a matter of
on the typo,
the order,
huh?
that it's worded.
Yep.
Yeah. So be careful how you get charged if you're in Japan.
And it's the grab in, not grab and, or yes. Snatch and, not and in. Like it's the verb. Like you said it. You said it perfectly. But I'm just making sure that
good
those
work.
Yes.
What a nebbish.
Well, so far everybody's letting the guy off.
Yeah.
I want to just say I want to poo poo on you guys. I'm disappointed in the staff of the SOTM because
what are you going to do, Spike? What would you do?
I would prosecute him to the fullest of the law. Because
if you were the judge, what would you do? You'd give him 5 years?
I would. Yes, I'd give him 5 years.
You think he intentionally grabbed her?
Heck yeah.
I'd give you 5 years. For being a bad judge.
Can you prove it?
I'll pass a petition around.
Hold on a second. The woman.
I'm not signing anything.
Yeah. You're not going to sign it? The
not
woman.
Even petition to recall Judge Spike Slater from the Tokyo District Court judge seat.
See, I mean, now you're just stereotyping.
No, because I. I've seen the crowdedness on trains in Tokyo.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And how you perverted men just like to grab stuff. To use the
I beg your pardon.
To use the old I was pickpocketing routine is just even worse of a cop-out. You were trying to steal from someone else in order to get yourself a little son.
Okay, I'm not on
stealing snatch.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of these things.
And yet in California, if you film it, it's not a crime.
That's interesting.
No, it's not.
Oh, you're right.
All right, well, then, in my disgust and you two guys, to the whole staff tonight, I'm going to close the show out with asking you guys what stuck with you tonight. And I have to start off with the voice of reason.
I'm thinking I'm going along with Paul's attitude of not signing anything.
Yeah.
Don't sign anything. That's kind of sticking with me right now. Don't sign anything. I mean, I didn't sign anything about coming to this show every week, did I?
Nope.
Yes. You're on the contract for another three.
Did it say that I had to take the kind of abuse that you guys lay out?
No.
You should probably storm out.
Yeah.
Nah, but the show's over.
Yeah, you got gravy everywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I am done with you guys.
Oh,
are you storming? Here he goes, folks. He's looking at.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. Ooh. All right. Dr. Captain Clark.
How do you even get gravy stains on the back of your shirt?
Yeah.
Serious. Someone threw it at him as he was leaving. All right, Bill Smuts.
What stuck with me is given the topics we had today, I'm so glad our potential guest did not show.
No, we had topics for the
well, we had other topics
we had,
ready
we had
to go.
Women related guests.
These were topics. Man topics.
These man topics, yes.
Okay.
PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
I learned something new. I had no idea, but from now on, we apparently open the show by going. That's what it's really.
No, that was, we don't apparently do that.
Do you that open was, and end it that way, too? That, are you going to end it with.
Yeah.
No, that was the guy playing the hi hats.
That's good.
Well, what I stuck with me tonight was that I'm thinking I'm working with people who are. A little bit racist.
No.
Just a little.
We didn't even get into any racist stuff tonight.
You crazy. Y'all want to change MLK?
Yeah.
Y'all
want to get... we didn't.
Yeah, we
it wasn't MLK. It was Good Friday and Columbus Day.
And then we talked about Black Eye Day.
No, we wanted
Happy Black Eye Day.
I distinctly heard Steve say he wanted to change MLK Day to Cold Day.
I'm so glad he stormed out.
Yeah.
You guys want to get rid of Christopher Columbus and get rid of Jesus Christ. I don't understand you people.
We still want the days off.
I've been working with y'all so much that maybe I'm coming immune to y'all. Maybe y'all, I don't understand. I need to go back to my people.
Oh.
We need to have an intervention.
racist.
Too soon. But I want to give a big shout out and thanks to the people out there on the chat line. I see somebody just went back in my history and said I'm banned from Green Iguana because of Jesus. And Map Out Men, you always there for us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show.
Wait, just 56 days until MLK Day this year.
Oh, that's good.
And we still have an idiot on the staff.
Yes.
Savant. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. We'll be here every Monday from 7 until whenever men with mustaches kick in. We out.
Except for Good Friday.